Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Hey everybody, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Bravo. I'm Ben Mandelker from bisablog.com and the Banter Blender podcast. Joining me as usual is the wonderful and talented and oh so lovely Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and also the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast. What is up, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Ben.
How are you doing on this fine Tuesday morning?
Good. I'm so excited. Tonight, Rose Pricks, I am having a guest co-host on while Stephanie's out, and it is Miss Annabelle DeSisto.
Oh, I knew it.
It's the second night of Bachelor in Paradise, so go listen to it because I'm sure it's going to be freaking fun and hilarious.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's exciting that show came back. You know, when we were at dinner over the weekend, did you see that Corinne from Bachelor was there in the restaurant?
No.
You didn't see that?
No, what restaurant?
When we were at Pizzeria Mozza.
Why don't you tell me?
I thought we were all talking about it at the table. We're all like, oh, look, there's Corinne.
I could not hear anything in there.
It is a loud restaurant.
It was so loud in there, and I was bonding with Catherine.
Who talks like this?
She's
like,
so
really
quietly.
And so I was like leaning up into Catherine's face basically the whole time while she tried to eat prosciutto and melon.
She had a very architectural prosciutto and melon plate. It was just, for some reason, it was like very funny to me watching Catherine Dennis navigate through prosciutto and melon.
She was like, what have I done? Like, that is so, because usually prosciutto and melon, it's like a little piece of melon with prosciutto wrapped around it, you know? This was not. It was humongous, you know, curvy slices, like actual slices from
it's
the
like
whole
sickles,
fruit.
You know?
Yeah.
And what was
then just like on top of ham, basically.
Like a huge pile of prosciutto. And all the other dishes were small. And then she happens to get one that's enormous. And the funny thing is that she wanted to have pasta, right? She was like, can I have meatballs and spaghetti? They're like, well, we don't have any right now. So somehow she wants a prosciutto. I was like, something has gone awry with Catherine's dinner.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we donated some slices to her.
Yeah, and if you're confused as to what the hell we're talking about, be sure to go to Patreon and listen to our bonus episode this week, because we are talking about our crazy weekend hobnobbing with the likes of Stassi and Kristen and Catherine Dennis and Kate Chastain, our queen, and Naomi from Southern Charm. It was a weird, bizarre weekend, and we talk about all of it on our bonus episode. So go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens to hear that.
Yes. Also, really quick, doing our show September 2nd in LA with Jeff Gage, Jenny Poulos, and Jeff Lewis. So get your ass over there to see. It's going to be amazing. Also, thank you to Chicago. We sold out Chicago.
I know. It's so awesome. Oh, and one quick thing about LA. I don't remember if I mentioned it yesterday or not. When we were hanging out with Naomi this weekend, I asked her to ask Craig if he would be willing to make like a pillow that we could give away at our LA show. And she said, oh my God, Craig would love to do that. So we'll know once that's confirmed. But I think we're going to have like a raffle, right? A raffle for Craig's pillow at the live show.
Yeah.
Is that like not amazing? Like I would, it's a Craig. What's his last name again? Conover. It's a Craig Conover original.
Oh my God. So come to
a Craig pillow. Who wants a Craig pillow?
So come on over to that, suckers. And today we have the amazing Real Housewives of Orange County.
Oh my goodness. The original, the OG.
Ding 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 ding.
horror music. It's fucking horror music how it starts out. And it's correct. And I've loved how this season, especially, they're using the horror music throughout the entire show. The silence before you hear the...
Yeah.
When they go to a sip and see at Megan's, it's like silence.
Ding, 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 ding.
Let's be honest. No. Let's be honest. There's a very thin line between Real Housewives of Orange County and Annabelle Creation.
And Michael from, what's that movie? Halloween.
Halloween. And It.
Oh, It. I can't with It.
You know, there's like, probably like the original version is that a little boy is following his little boat, his paper boat, down to Storm Drain, and Vicky Gunvalson appears in there.
Hey, you know all I really wanted, little boy? A normal guy. That's all I really wanted.
Vicky Gunvalson comes through the shower drain and is like, you need to work. You need to work.
Get a job, kid.
Get a job.
He's like, ah! Like typical American youth. He's like, a job!
She's not trying to kill children. She's just trying to give them career advice.
Look, I don't want you dead. I just want you insured. Okay, little boy. Does that sailboat have insurance?
Whatever happened to Charlie? Well, legend has it, he met Vicky Gummelson in a gutter, and now he works at Kodo Insurance.
Ah!
No, not Kodo Insurance. We have to stop her.
Oh, my God. I had so much coffee today. I'm having that moment where I'm like, am I going to barf? Hold on.
I am fully caffeinated because I have made my own cold brew. This is not Tiago. It is not Starbucks. It is my own cold brew with some Dunkin' Donuts beans, and I'm drinking it out of my Watcher Crappin's hot cold cup that Randy made for us, and I am bonkers. And furthermore, I apologize if you hear the swilling of ice as I slurp some sips over in the corner. So if you hear this... Oh, there's no more ice swirling. Never mind. Great podcast, everyone. This is the this is the premium content you can expect from Watch a Crappens.
Click. It's over.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
The gates of Orange County close behind us.
So, another person who doesn't know whether she's going to barf or not right now, Megan. Let's go silent surf over to Jim and Megan's house.
Yeah, where Jim is like, you look like you have grandma boobs.
Am I turning you on right now? No. No. Those two really know how to keep the non-romance alive.
Yeah, exactly. So much chemistry that they have. And then they cut to Peggy with her daughters. It's so weird. Peggy's just going, go to work.
Go to work.
Go.
Go.
Go to work.
Go on. Go to work.
Go. Go to work. Go to work.
And then Lydia is in bed with her kids and telling her husband, should we start potty training Roman? Oh. And he's like, well, he went last night in the potty. And she's like, well, maybe when we have that trip to get your balls cut off.
He's like, yeah. It's
like your mother is always thrilled.
And then we're at like Vicky's house. And little baby Troy, who's like,
I peed my shorts.
I peed my shorts in the garage.
I peed my shorts.
Like, what's the big deal? What changed?
I peed.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So Steve comes over. We start at Vicky's for a main scene. Steve comes over. He's like, oh, hey there, Vic. Owen wants some candy. She's like, oh, not till after dinner. And the kid's having a fit. Candy!
Picking candy good. Candy good.
Like, oh, God, you know what I really wanted? I always wanted a bad boy. Because in my life, I've made some bad choices. But I could spot a bad boy from a mile away now. But now I want stability. And yeah. Steve's like, hey, guys, I'm going to build a tent cabana. Hey, you want me to grill you some corn dogs?
Steve is so nice. He is so nice. It was, you know, I hate kids, but I do have a warm spot for someone who is really nice to a kid. And you know what? Like, the way he picked up those kids and then he, like, brought the kid to go grilling. Admittedly, it felt a little dangerous having a kid over an open flame, etc. But, like, he was so nice and he was throwing the ball at little Owen and Owen couldn't catch it.
Bum.
Yeah.
Bum.
He is, but as Vicky talks and talks, you're like, you're so not into this. I'm sorry. Hey, Steve, if you're listening to this, Vicky is dumping you once those kids don't need a babysitter, okay? Yeah. So prepare yourself.
Vicky is on her I'm nice and a good person tour because she literally says, she's like, you know, I just hope people in my life will see that I'm good and they're going to come back to me. You know, they'll see the good in me.
When I was dating Brooks, I couldn't bring my family around it, but Steve is an amazing babysitter, and it's given us the ability to save money in case I need to get Brianna another lease to keep her quiet about my secrets. So, you know, that's been good. And then she's just with Steve, watching him be nice to the kids, and she looks so bored. She's like, I'm in a good place now. It sucks.
I have to spill salsa on him just to feel alive.
Oh, gosh. I used a dirty sperm to clean off that salsa. I'm a rebel.
So, in other exciting news, we then go over to Megan's house, where Megan and her nanny are, like, watching the baby on a baby monitor. I mean, this poor nanny, she's probably like, you promised me we were going to go see Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Well, it's sort of the same thing.
Yeah, look at that little blue bit. Why is the baby blue? Is this supposed to be blue?
I don't know. You hired me off the street. How the fuck should I know?
So she's like, yeah, she's sleeping to take a nap for a sip and see. Have you ever heard of a sip and see?
No.
Well, it's where the mom gets wasted and passes the baby around.
Sounds healthy.
Yeah.
Sounds great. That's a Southern thing, and I love that none of them know what it is. And she says, well, I invited Vicky, and we're okay now, but she told me that the other girls hurt her too, you know?
Mm-hmm. And, like, here's what I don't understand. Like, what did the girl...
And this poor Bridget is just... She looks like Steve watched... You know, watch, or she looks like Vicky watching Steve.
Yeah.
Just like, I'm bored. I'm bored.
She's like, I can't believe that this is my one shot at fame. And it's just sitting here listening to Megan prattle on about Vicky and the baby and sip and seas and I'm candles.
Bored. Yeah. Can we talk about candles?
Candles. Because
this is boring. Like, bleh, bleh.
So Megan decides that she's going to invite Peggy to the sip and see. So we then cut over to Peggy, where she and Deco are sitting down drinking beers, and he's smoking a cigar and everything. And they're talking about...
Oh, I got everything for my man. Do not get up. Don't get up. I serve my man. He's like, oh, yeah! Some beer! Yeah, babe!
And then he puts his sunglasses right above his eyes on his forehead.
Yeah.
While he's smoking the cigar. And he's like, babe, what'd you think of the Lambo event? It was a fun night. Fun night. She's like,
yes, but.
You can see I am still on cloud 9. Look how happy I still am.
I cannot get over the joy of you.
And she goes, Meg, and he goes, what was that? You put your finger on her face?
It's like, yes, this Megan. I said, stop talking. And she kept talking. So I shut her mouth. And it's like, oh, you know what that's called? Beating a dead horse, babe.
She goes, if the horse is dead, why they be beating it? They shouldn't be beating it.
Then they cut to her for private diary time. And she's like, what are you going to do? Beat the dead horse more? When a horse is dead, you leave it.
Let's not talk about this dead horse. Let's bring this horse back alive. I'm like, what? I think you're getting lost in the metaphor, Peggy.
And he's just looking at her like,
God, I bet it up for you. He's like, you know, you do this, shut people's mouth, you're only going to get cold from Santa.
She's like, what is this?
What is this cold? Cold. 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 Corn. Cold. He's like, you know, cold. Cold.
I can't believe you don't get these figures of speeches.
What is this, Santa? Santa cold? Why does he do? He's like, you know, you get it when you're on the naughty list. What is this naughty list? Huh? You get coal? Why would you get coal? Who wants to give someone coal?
Give me this list. I want it on different paper. Give me this list. And she goes, okay, I get the coal.
I like how she's so confounded by American idioms, and yet she doesn't understand why anyone would be confused when she says, on Friday, my husband beat me. It's a joke.
Okay. It's a joke. Okay, a joke. I get the call. And you know she's going to go around town going like, okay, I get the call. And be like, what the fuck is this lady talking about?
It's like, stop beating a dead horse. Why would I beat a dead horse? It's dead. Why would I do that?
But I like that it's not even that it's beating a horse. Like, beating a horse is okay.
She's like, why would you beat a dead horse? It's already dead.
Like, she totally understands the concept of beating a horse when it's alive. You know what I mean? She's like, the phone rings and it's on vibrate, so it falls on the ground. And he's like, oh, the phone was ringing and now it's broken. It was Megan. Megan broke our phone. Why did you put it at the edge of the table?
She's like, I didn't.
You know it's bad when if you call someone, their phone commits suicide. I'm sorry, Megan.
The phone's like walking. It's like I'm still alive. It's like walking over to the fountain and just throwing itself in.
Hurling itself with its last power.
It takes the shards of shattered glass out and starts cutting itself until it just bleeds to death.
But the best part is so Peggy doesn't answer it because she's dealing with the fact that her phone is now shattered. And Megan's like, huh, I guess I made a bad impression on her.
Which you did, but she's still going to answer. Production told her she had to answer.
Yeah.
So she calls back and she's like, hello, Megan, you broke my phone. You must take me to Apple Store now.
And Megan's why like, do you call me? Well, to be fair,
Megan's taking it totally seriously. She's like, I have to go to the Apple Store with her. It's not fair. Megan, no sense of humor.
But, you know, knowing Peggy, she would actually just take her to like an orchard. Like, okay, you fix laptop now. Like, well, first of all, it's a phone and this is an Apple Orchard. It's not an actual Apple's a brand.
Bring me that horse. I beat it.
Like, ma'am, that horse is alive.
What? It's a joke.
All right, you pick up all the apples now.
On Friday, I rape my apple horse.
Like, whoa, lady!
What? I'm in America now.
She's like, do I leave my phone here? Okay. Like, lady, you just dropped your phone into a vat of apple cider.
Megan's just going, Bridget. And Deco goes, hey, tell her, was your ears ringing? Was your ears ringing? And she's like,
was your ears ringing?
What does this mean? Megan, you want coal?
And she's like, oh, I know what it means. It means because you were like talking about me and then I called you. She's like, is this right?
Yes! Oh my god, it's a figure!
Oh, okay.
Yes, Megan, I can confirm. I was talking about you, and then my phone tried to kill itself when you called.
My phone is swimming away right now.
My phone just left 13 audio cassettes for different people around Orange County.
So Megan's like, sip and see. Everyone's coming. And Peggy goes, yes, you need to make sure this baby can be rotated in case there is fight. And Megan goes, I don't get it.
And Peggy's like, pass a baby around. Pass baby around and then no one fight.
She goes, rotate am it. I talking dead horse? She's like, I think that means she's coming. So she hangs up.
It's not that she hangs up. They're talking. Megan's like, okay, so you'll be coming? Yes, bye. She just ends the conversation. Megan's like, huh?
Click.
We should also mention that what was great about this was that Megan said something about how she wanted to invite Peggy because she knows what it's like to be new to the group and make a bad impression, which was really just an excuse for the producers to show us a clip of what's-her-face, Shannon, yelling, I start charities, Megan. And I was very grateful. Very grateful for that moment.
And Megan just following around people going, justice.
What?
What? Justice. That's all I'm saying. Justice. Bleh. Hashtag justice.
So then after this phone conversation, we go over to Sushi Roku, where Lydia and Doug are planning for their nobleman party.
And look, the Sushi Roku lady is like, I'm Sushi Roku. Okay? Like, I'm a fancy chain. It's like, I'm a fancy chain, but I'm still a chain. Do you think moderately rich people haven't been throwing parties here for 9 million years, lady? Because Lydia's like, oh, let's look at the floor plan. She's like, all right, here's what you got, a catering table. Do whatever the fuck you want. What do I care? It's Sushi Roku. Pay me my money and get out of my face, crazy lady.
And Doug wants to have a grooming station at the party. And I'm like, that seems like a terrible idea. I don't want to think of little hair bristles near sushi.
Yeah, and especially around this crowd, Vicky will be like, do you do vaginas? Like, she'll do anything to save a dollar, you know?
Well, also, most people get groomed just to go to a party. So I don't know why anyone would want to get a shave at the party.
Noblemen will want to, Ben. I don't know what that sentence meant. But Lydia wants, Lydia says the same thing as you. She's like, who wants to shame me while some old dude has hair clip flying? And then she's like, what if everyone starts to fight at our party? It's very important for our advertisers to be impressed. I'm like, honey, you're from Nobleman magazine. You're having a party with the shaving station and Sushi Roku, okay?
Yeah, I think that, like, Hamburger Helper will probably still do the ad buy. Yes, Ronnie.
Silence. Silence.
Well, you know, Hamburger Helper can always bring something to a stop.
I like that it was, like, silence, and you hear, and then it's like, okay, so it's like this heavy dance music. Why? Because Tamron and Shannon are going to shop at a baby store. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, dance party! Like, oh, here we are at a baby store. She's like, you're wearing a poncho, bitch. She's like, yeah, poncho. They call me Poncho Bidor.
I got this poncho when I was in Mexico with David, and we were having just the best vacation being naked in the hot tub because we were just so happy. David was so much fun, David.
Poncho will keep me warm even when David is late from having sex with a blonde lady from the beach. I mean work.
The best part about a poncho is that it hides 30 to 40 pounds.
Tamara's like, what do you buy for a sippin' bitch?
Sippin' bitch.
This is so cute. I want this in my size.
Yeah, they're looking at all the baby things, and basically it comes up that Shannon still has not had her conversation with Kelly, and Tamara wants Shannon to have that conversation because she doesn't want that Shannon meets Kelly for the first time at, or sees Kelly for the first time at the Sip and Say batch.
Yeah, she's like, I mean, Sip and Say? Like, let's re-drink and, like, throw the baby around. I mean, I do that for my kids. I didn't know there was a name for it, batch.
Which is hilarious.
Peggy wants me to rotate the baby, batch.
Shannon's like, Farnak! Who's the lady who runs the store?
Farnak!
Farnak. Farnak never used to look at me that way.
Do you have any Chanel? It's a baby store. So if you had Chanel, I mean, that would be crazy. Right? Shannon, is anybody hearing me? Am I even Shannon talking
specifically,
right now?
She specifically says, I would like the most conservative outfit that you have. I want to make sure this baby does not grow up to be like a slut to tempt David later on in life.
Babies should not have bikinis. There, I said it.
I actually really like the outfit that Shannon gravitated towards. It was like Madeline or something. It was super, super conservative. But sometimes really conservative stuff looks adorable on a baby.
Well, it was her opening Annie dress, her opening orphan Annie dress, but it's in blue.
Yeah.
I mean, Shannon, you know, you always know where Shannon's head is at because whatever she's thinking will replicate itself onto whatever's happening around her. Yeah.
You know? Like, oh, well, I guess we'll get her a dress that's very thick fabric and clean line so she doesn't look chunky in her opening shoot.
My grandmother went to Cotillion. My mother went to Cotillion. I went to Cotillion. My daughters are going to go to Cotillion. And now Megan's daughter will go to Cotillion. They're like, oh, just take the dress already.
Oh, young lady, you're in a wedding dress, but that does not mean you can leave here and have sex with your boyfriend. Do you understand, little baby?
Little baby, you will not be going to any gastropubs wearing this dress, that's for sure. No sugary sauces for you.
When I was young and all that Shirley MacLaine, like, I believe in reincarnation.
Out on a limb.
Yeah, Out on a Limb came out. And my parents were horrified because, you know, they're born again. So they were like, oh my God, way to kick Jesus in the nuts, batch. I always thought it was bullshit, you know. But then when I see Aspen, that is Popeye, okay? That is Popeye reincarnated, baby Aspen. She's like, like opening spinach with her hands and just drinking it back. Because she has that like pirate eye where she's like,
I'm not sure I'm.
I'll look for following?
It. Next. Well, I just thought Aspen just looked like a baby. Like, to me, all babies look the same.
Now you'll see it. She has Popeye right, face. Popeye. Like, well, one of to her be fair, eyes is like, well, she's a baby. I mean,
well,
she's
to be
really
fair, Popeye
cute.
Has baby face.
He does. And he has that, like, one eye is, like, closed like a pirate. Like, he's going, arr!
He has such good arms, that Popeye. Man.
Oh, my God. All from spinach. You know, yeah. It's like vegans say, you don't need meat. Spinach has plenty of protein. No, it doesn't. Just kidding. We're all going
to
die.
To be fair, if Megan could do any voice work, she could probably play Olive.
He needs me, 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 he needs me.
And Jim could be what's-his-face. He could be what's-if-he's like, I'll gladly pay you now for a hamburger on Tuesday.
I'll gladly pay you today for you to shut the fuck. Shut my wife the fuck up until tomorrow. How about that?
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for you to shut the fuck up, Megan, today. Like, wow, he really has to work on his what was that guy's name again?
Wimpy.
The hamburger Wimpy. Yeah. Oh yeah, they call me Wimpy. It's because I'm too much of a wimp to leave my wife buys Tuscan furniture.
They won't call me Wimpy anymore because I'm not getting out of bed to feed that fucking baby. It's a woman's job.
So I'm not gonna save her from Brutus. It's not my job. Just give me a burger.
Other on another side of town where there's speaking not Brutus, a Farnak, there's yeah. This Asian lady working a baby store, and Kelly and Vicky, the most offensive people on earth, come into the store.
Yeah.
And Vicky's like, oh God, I think some kid did some poo-poo in here.
And then, why doesn't the mother smell it? My mother would smell it. Mom, don't you smell it? Oh no, Mom!
I don't know if I'm smelling poop or it's just this bad. So
this led to a Vicky gagging montage.
Like, Kelly's like, and she goes, don't do it because I'll start.
And so then Vicky and Kelly start shopping and they're looking around. And then they cut to the lady running the store, just spraying Febreze everywhere, which was funny. But we actually know that was more for Vicky and Kelly's sense. Like, oh God.
They're being awful.
Spread out the scent of awful.
So Vicky's like, that was rancid. And Kelly's like, speaking of shit, we're going to have to see those shitty people. She's like, why am I shit? Oh God, am I shit with the girls again? What did I do? Should I bring a casserole? She's like, no, I just mean all of us. We're going to be in the shit. Oh, hey, did I mention that I talked to, Tamara?
All this talk about garbage reminds me, I made up with Tamara.
She's like, oh, this is so Tamara. You know, she knows we're friends, so she's going to go around. She's going to say, oh, I'll just forgive it, blah, blah, blah. She's going to come in and drop a bomb.
Yeah. Vicky says that Tamara's basically going to befriend Kelly again and then use her to conquer and divide and then throw Kelly back under the bus. I was like, yes, actually, that is actually very accurate, Vicky. Well done. Yes. We're looking forward to it. That's why we're here watching.
And Kelly will be easily led right back into it, trust me.
Yeah, and Kelly's like, I won't ever leave your side, which of course is a lie, which means that there's going to be a problem.
Says the woman who just tried to get her totally competent mother declared insane last week to be thrown in some bin.
It was a nice bin. They had a community garden. I'd be thrown in a bin if it had a community garden. If I could, listen, actually, I would love to be thrown in a bin because that way I would always have people to play board games with. Like,
you don't want those people to play board games with, okay? It feels like jail.
Well, it won't feel like jail because they'll be so entertaining with the board games.
Here's the worst thing. My papa is in one of those, and here's the worst thing about it, okay? You can't fast forward the TV. They don't have TVs everywhere with remotes, so you have to sit there all day long listening to commercials.
Yeah.
That will kill a person, okay? Well,
my grandma Sally, dearly departed, she, you know, the last few years of her life, she was in an assisted living place called the Savoy. And I remember, you know, when you show up at those places, they have these TV monitors everywhere showing, like, at 3 p.m. is going to be arts and crafts. 5 p.m. tonight, it's taco night, you know? And then one of the announcements, I was walking down the hallway, I looked up, it said 7 p.m. screening of Dead Man Walking. I was like, that is just so rude. That is so rude. How could they do that at the assisted living center?
It's called the Savoy stomping at the Savoy. It's like no one is stomping.
Hello, this is Bernice. I'm here to tell you that Dead Man Walking will be showing tonight at 7 p.m. Afterwards, macaroni.
Dead man rolling down the hallway.
Afterwards, awakenings.
Hey, afterwards, fall asleep to awakenings.
Tomorrow, Dead Poet Society. Afterwards, poetry.
After Dead Pool.
Deadpool. Yeah. 3 p.m. swimming. 4 p.m. Deadpool.
5 p.m. death becomes a
4 p.m. woodworking. 5 p.m. season 1 of Deadwood.
So back at the other baby store, Tamara's like, Barack Bats, what should we do about this party? And Shannon's like, well, I can't be fake, so I'll just go up to the ladies and I'll say, hello.
Hello. Like, you, Bats, you gotta try better than that, Bats. She's like,
it's like,
hello.
Don't do it like that, Bats. You're like, hello.
Well, that's not what I'm doing it like. I'm doing it like this.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hola, senorita. Hello.
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 Hello. Halo. I can see your halo. Your halo. No, Batch, you're singing Beyonce. Batch.
I made lemonade, and I drowned David in it.
Hello from the other side.
Hello. This was one of my favorite things to ever happen on this show. This hello montage.
Hello.
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 I only speak in Adele lyrics on account of this poncho situation, if you know what I'm saying. David? David, do you want to go to the Adele concert, or as I call it, the me concert?
Hello? It's hello? Me.
Is it
I'm
me?
I'm sorry
David?
That you...
Is it me that you're looking for? David? Because there's something in your eyes. There's something in
hello,
your
hello, from the other side of Farnock.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Well, hello. I'll tell you what I'm not going to be doing at that party. Chasing sidewalks. All right. Running is hard.
David, we could have had it all. Rolling in the deep. Literally rolling because, you know, David.
It's like fire in the rain. It gets wet, then the fire goes out, and no one's warm. David.
David, if you're going to let me down easy.
So Tamara's like, hey, I got it. Instead of saying hello, we'll just say, what's up? She's like, well, I'll tell you this much. I'm not going to react because only Kelly can make me react, and I am done. She's like, Billy.
Which then leads to a montage of of
I'm
Shannon.
Done.
I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done.
I am done. Done.
Would you like to supersize that? I'm done.
No, no. Supersize it.
No, I'm done. I'm out.
And then Shannon just running away from situations trying to get her mic pack off going,
I'm done.
Oh, I have to say one thing. I'm still sorry to break this in, but when we were talking to Catherine and Naomi, Naomi goes, you know when you're shooting and you have to say something? I just turned off my mic. And they think we're so stupid. Like, she goes, how did you turn off your mic? And I said, I pressed the button. It says off. And Catherine goes, oh, I haven't learned how to do that yet.
I'm done. I'm done.
That was so funny. Yeah, Shannon.
I'm done.
Like, meanwhile, she's always trying to take off this mic pack when all she has to do is press the button.
By the way, another thing that Naomi said that was funny, she kept on referring to herself as a garbage reality star. She's like, what do we know? We're just garbage reality stars. I said, did people stop? Did people pay attention to you in Charleston? She's like, no, we're garbage reality stars. No one gives a fuck about us. She said it so many times. She just kept on calling herself garbage.
I like that girl style.
Yeah.
So Shannon is like, well, I've never met anyone as vicious as Kelly Dodd, and I haven't been used to it, and so I haven't known how to react. So when she acts like that, it's like, oh, okay. Now your reactions are her fault, too.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Everything is everybody else's.
It's her fault that you threw a plate across the table.
It's not well, my it wasn't my plate!
But meanwhile, to be fair, her Kelly is actually a garbage reality star because they cut back to her and Vicky's like, Vicky's like, so by the way, how are things down there in the your hoo-ha? She's like, oh, well, it was crusty and itchy and on fire for the first day, but then it was great. It's like, oh.
Yeah, like you see your vagina. It's like got boogers, like scabs. Stuff is falling off of it. Like, it was disgusting, but it's better now.
Yeah, it was like an inverted churro.
It was like a birth canal made out of sandpaper.
And Vicky says, well, does your husband like it? And she goes, oh, we haven't had sex yet. I haven't even had sex with my vibrator yet. I'll probably get sharpened into a pencil.
And the ladies are staring at her like, you're the ones who made us clean this shit smell out of here. Yeah. And now we have to hear about your crusty vagina. Come you're on, like, lady.
You're like, it's not fair. We cleaned up something for you, and then you did something that we can never clean out of our brains.
Yeah, they're like, we just covered up the smell of baby shit, and you just made us shit ourselves in disgust. So thanks. And so the ladies are just staring at them awkwardly. There's a long pause. And then Vicky goes, love your store.
That was funny. I love when the editors put shit in like that. So then we have a commercial break, and when we come back, Shannon and Tamara are together again, but this time they're at like a restaurant, some sort of fast casual place, and Shannon's
like
ordering
PCBY.
Yeah, and Shannon's like, can I have a bring me up, please? I know it may be difficult to lift me these days, but that's my challenge. Like, lady, you just can have a... It's okay. I can just give you your froyo. We don't have to have a whole inner monologue.
I would like to order, and any calories in this drink are Vicky Gumbelson's fault. Can you make me that? Can you make me that?
Do you think
it
you could just...
It comes with tin roof sundae.
Can you just, like, you know, like, could you maybe, like, whip me up a... David, why don't you look at me anymore that way? David, you have one of those?
Can you please make me a chasing sidewalk, fire in the rain, David, I'm making my comeback at 24. Can you do that?
Can you just, you think you could just like ask the cook back there to make a little 30 to 40 negative thoughts Sunday? Thank you so much.
I liked Kelly on the way to this meeting. She calls her mom. She's like, Mom, are you home? I didn't even see you. Where are you, Mom? She's like, no, I'm out. She's like, whoa.
I like how the mom borderline talks in a meow. Meow.
I'm the adult meow. You're the one who doesn't go out. I'm out, Kelly.
I'm out. I'm meow right now. I'm at Stop and Shop and, you know.
I'm buying mixed pancakes because I'll eat a pancake, but Kelly's not going to eat a pancake. I'm going to eat a pancake, but Kelly won't eat a pancake. Hey!
I'd like to order an I'm going to have a pancake, please. Oh, so you want a pancake? No, I want to order the I'm going to have a pancake.
Can I have some of that kind of syrup that's flavored? Kelly's not going to have a pancake.
So
Bobby gives her good advice. You know, she's like,
if they say let's be friends, you're just going to have to be friends.
And Kelly goes, she never takes ownership of her itches. So I guess I'll take ownership.
She's like, good luck. I'm going to have a pancake. Click.
I love Kelly's version of a high road.
Me too.
It's like I'm trying to even think of something that I could be equal to. I'm not even sure.
She's like, I'm on the high road, you're on the rocky road. How dare you?
I'm done. Just because I happen to be sitting on a pint of rocky road to soften it up does not mean that I'm on a rocky road.
I wish I hadn't already said Tin Roof Sunday.
It's okay, you can say it again. Tin Roof Sunday!
Yeah, I can't do it.
Okay, so...
Never mind! Well, how's that Adele song, Someone Like You, go? You know that really sad one?
They're all really sad.
It would have been really good to have that one ready to go for a joke, but it wasn't there yet. It's like the tin roof, someone like you joke. It could have been something.
I always feel so bad for Adele because she's been singing about this fucker who broke her heart in high school for years. Like, she found the perfect husband, they had a baby, and she's still writing songs about that other.
Well,
like, I'd like to dedicate this to the person who broke my heart in high school and not my husband, who's given me a child.
Good for her. Good for her. Good for her, because you know what? Alanis, she got over her heartbreak with Dave Coulier, and now look where she is. Nowhere. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, Adele, you just keep going back to that dark place, because Alanis stopped. And
it's hard to top playing God. I mean, that is one of the last things Alanis did.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you, Kelly Dodd. I wish nothing but the best for you both.
I'm done for now, but I will still be thinking about this later, young lady.
Did you forget about me? You're too pussy, Kelly Dodd. Are you thinking about her? Are you go down on Michael in the theater?
I could go on.
Hello from the outside. At least I can say that I've tried.
It's like,
to tell you, you should be sorry for calling me fat. How dare you? This is not my plate.
I got one hand in my poncho, and another one's playing a toy piano. I don't even know why. I got one hand in my poncho, and the other one is flicking off Kelly Dodd.
And she deserved every little inch of that finger.
I couldn't help it. She makes me react that way. She makes me put a hand in my poncho and flip her off.
So that'll over at TCBY, Tamara's like,
hey, Kelly, you and the Shannon, right?
She's like,
yeah, what's wrong, Shannon? She's like, I hurt my ankle. I hurt it. I hurt my ankle from walking around. There, go and make her jokes, Kelly Dodd.
Tamara's like, yeah, she hurt it getting fucked in her back set. And Kelly goes, really?
We should also mention that Shannon was saying before Kelly Dodd showed up that she's like, well, it could go well, or it could go Madison Square, which for a moment I forgot that Madison Square, I think, was the name of the garden shop where they got into a fight. So I was like, I didn't understand really. I thought she was making a weird reference to Madison Square Garden. But the important thing is that we then got to see yet another montage.
They have boxing.
Oh, well,
Madison Square Garden boxing.
They do, but I thought that the place that they got into the fight was actually called Madison Square. Like that, like it was.
Oh, was it?
I don't know.
My God, these people. If that's the case, I could be wrong. I'm so proud of the people on this show for finding a place like that. Like, let's have them fight at a place called Madison Square. Oh, now let's have them fight at a place called The Quiet Woman. Like, what else are you gonna? It's like, is there a place called like Tepid Moody?
There is no, so there is a place in Laguna Beach called Madison Square and Garden Cafe, which is so annoying. But anyway, the point of this is that we just got to see a scene of like a montage of Kelly losing her shit. Like, this show is good for those montages these days, because a Kelly Dodd screaming montage is great. It's great.
Well, especially on a season where they're taking a while to warm up. You know, it's like, don't worry, coming soon. This must happen again. Kelly loses her shit. Shannon takes off her mic and throws it at someone and says, I'm done a lot. And Vicky gets blamed.
Well, you know, they, you know, to be fair, the Quiet Woman episode was pretty legendary. So, you know, we're just sort of like still in the wake of the Quiet Woman. And hopefully, though, we're going to get another Quiet Woman moment very soon.
Oh, we will. It's bubbling up.
It's bubbling.
And it almost happened this episode because, well, we'll get to it, but it almost happened. But then Vicky took I'm taking the high road, bye, and left before it could happen because she knew it was coming. She's like, mm-hmm. I'm wearing my bubby dress. I know what's happening. I'm going to leave now.
Bubby dress.
My over the one shoulder bubby dress. So anyway, they send Kelly inside to order. And when she comes back, she's like, so you met Peggy? And Shanna's like,
yeah, well, I only met her at The Quiet Woman, which ended abruptly.
Not so quietly, huh? Get it?
And Lydia said that you were invited to The Quiet Woman. So, huh? What about that, huh? Yeah. You didn't just happen to be there because you live across the street. Huh? Oh, gotcha. Gotcha, didn't I, Kelly Dodd? Hey, you know what your name should be? Kelly. Yes, I did. Yes, I did get invited to A Quiet Woman.
I did get invited. Works better if I call you Dead. Or Kelly Dead.
You can call me Sherlock Holmes across the street, but you still came to the steak restaurant because that's where you were invited, huh?
It's elementary, Watson, and by Watson, I mean, what son of yours do you not have that could have stopped you from coming across the street to the Quiet Woman?
By George, Notson! Because you said you were not invited. Not! Get it? Do you like Adele?
I could sing some for you if you want, David.
Kelly, the best fucking apologizer on any Housewives show ever. I mean, that has to be an award this year. Because, I mean, this girl's got it down. She's like, you know, that debacle, that was just a huge miscommunication. You know that old thing when I was like, why don't you eat? Maybe you should take some hormones. Maybe you're fat because you won't stop eating, stupid. Yeah, it was just a miscommunication, okay? Yeah. I wasn't antagonizing you.
Yeah, Kelly felt antagonized, and she was like, well, I felt very attacked, which is, you know, of course, classic Shannon, always feeling attacked at any given moment.
Why would you order me ribs when you know I'm trying to see mine? I felt very antagonized.
Well, you know, I was in the bathroom, and you walked into the bathroom, and that's very attacky. I mean, I don't understand people who walk into rooms.
And she's like, but don't you remember what happened? And then we get a clip of it, and Shannon just going, oh, really?
Really? Really, Kelly Dodd? Oh, really?
Do you know how long it took me to get into these high heels and walk down my hallway to have this happen?
And then Shannon goes,
well, I felt attacked. I was being nice. And then when you said, what's wrong with you?
And Kelly goes, it wasn't my intent or anything to get you upset. I need you to know. And then they show the clip, and she's like, what is wrong with you? Maybe you should eat something, okay?
And I love that fuck you that Shannon's. Fuck you!
And then she tells us in her diary room,
I believe she knew we were there, and she came to stir stuff up. That's what I believe.
I also believe in you and me.
Did you hear that outside?
Yeah, seriously, like... Good detective.
At the screen door right now, we're like being like carpet bombed or something.
What are you talking about?
I'm blaming ISIS.
Helicopters? I just heard some helicopters.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening in Hollywood today, though. I need to close this.
Are you talking about ISIS, the terrorist group, or ISIS, the America's Next Top Model?
I'm picturing the America's Next Top Model now in a fucking helicopter above my house, like terrorizing me because we made fun of her name.
Yeah. On the bonus episode. Because people are like, what? Either way, Shannon's like, well, Kelly Dodd, I appreciate you saying that your intent was not to rile me up, even though it was blatantly your intent, but that's okay. So they sort of have, like, an uneasy truce, and then Kelly's like, so, when are you guys going to get over this whole Vicky thing, huh? And they're like,
I feel bad for her. Like, everybody's against her. And then they, you know, it's like, always bites off too much, Kelly.
Yeah.
Take it, go with it. We'll work on Vicky later. That's like a whole other arc of the of the scene. So Tamara's like, bah, when someone is attacking your family, bitch. And then we get another montage.
This is full of montage. This basically is an episode that has three scenes and the rest are montages.
Yes.
But basically Shannon pulls out her talking point where she says, like, well, Vicky put out a lot of rumors out there, and what she said, it affected me physically. It's like I would eat, and I would eat, and I would sing Adele, and I'd become Adele, and I'd eat Adele CDs, and this is where I'm at.
I'm upset that I'd let Vicky get me fat. Okay, that's it. David beats off on other ladies' faces, but he doesn't beat my face. And for her to say that.
And Shannon, Kelly's like, well, I've never heard her say anything. She goes, like,
I don't want to go tit for tat. Okay. Tit for tit. We both titted. Let's just make sure the tit's done.
And Kelly's like, exactly. I want to move forward.
Yeah. Which is what she said about five different times last season.
And she goes, I want to move forward. Because that's how she pronounces it. And Shannon goes,
well, my kids asked to go to the Quiet Woman the other day, and I had to say no. Ha!
Dr. Tim says I should be walking more, so I'm very happy to move forward.
If I move forward, it will be on one of those sidewalks that moves me forward, because frankly, I just want to eat at all times.
So then, later on, Tamara comes to visit Shannon. This is like the third scene in a row of Tamara and Shannon. So Tamara shows up all dressed up. It's like pre-sip and see. And she...
Knock, knock, bats.
And Shannon calls Tamara from within her house. And she's like, can you just walk in? I'm not walking down that long hallway with my high shoes on and I'm doing my nails.
You tell her, Archie. Archie!
So then Tamara starts opening the door and then the dog starts barking and then you just hear Shannon yell,
Archie, that's a no! That's a no, Archie, no!
And Tamara's like, ew, don't knock me, bat.
Sometimes I yell at Archie in a way that I dream of yelling at David. David, that's a no! No, David, no! You need more than 3 bottles of wine for a dinner party, David. No!
Watching these women walk in shoes is so funny. Tamara's like, clunk, clunk, clunk.
This is a long hallway, bat! She's like, hence me not doing it.
It was like the scene from Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade where they had to walk over like those tiles, and if you step on the wrong one, you'd fall into like a depth. It's like it spelled out Yehovah or something like that.
I love that Shanna's just sitting there watching Tamara. She's like, I'm just going to watch you. All right, you're doing it. Great. You're doing it. Don't fall in. Don't fall in. You didn't. You didn't, Indiana. Come on.
All right, let's go find that Holy Grail.
So then they, like, as soon as Tamara gets to Shannon, she's like, great, I'm ready to go. And they make Tamara turn right around.
They just show them from behind going like, clunk, 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 yeah. Clunk.
So then we go to Kelly's place. It's, again, pre-sip and see, and Vicky's over there. And you know what? Vicky was really speaking to my soul because she's like, how many presents do we have to buy these people? And I'm like, I get it. I feel like I'm always buying people presents. Like, any, like, oh my God. I had a friend.
Vicky, what happened to bringing a casserole? You know what? This generation of millenniums.
Yeah, these millenniums, they said a whole new thing. But
it's like every time I go out of my house, I have to spend $100. Like, just going to shit it out, I guess. Just shit it out my ass.
I was so with her on this, to be honest. Last year, this guy I know, he moves into an apartment. He has a housewarming party, so have to go to that, and you bring a gift. 8 months later, he moves somewhere else, and not only does he have another housewarming party, but he registers it. It's a registered housewarming, like the gifts are registered. I was like,
oh,
you motherfucker,
no.
You moved 8 months ago, so I did not go. And at first I was so mad. I was like, you don't register for a housewarming party. It's like you get like bottles of wine and that's it, or like flowers. But you know what though? I was like, I'm not going. And I went on to the registry. I bought like a $10 pitcher. And I was like, I actually see the value in this registry because it's basically saying I can buy you something and I don't have to go to your housewarming. And I've not hung out with him since. I was so offended.
Well, you don't ever need to buy gifts. What you need to buy is cards, because then you fill out the card and then you look for the best gift, take the card off of it and replace it with your card, and then you're always good.
But that means
you don't even know who's in trouble.
But then that means you have to actually go to the party. And I was like, I'm not going to go. Yeah. I just went to yours. He did send me a lovely thank you note, though. So then I was like, oh, he's so nice. Now I feel bad. But still, I'm sorry. People are constantly having parties to have gifts. And I really do understand that Sarah Jessica Parker thing that from Sex and the City, where she's like, I'm just going to register for myself because I'm not getting married anytime soon. Even though I'm in a relationship, I'm not getting married anytime soon. I'm not having babies. I'm just buying shit for everyone else.
Then guess what? She got married. Right? So you still have to buy that bitch a present.
You know what? It's like, so fuck everyone.
You see? She thought it was... She's like, I'm a feminist! Nope, we still have to buy you presents at the end. God damn it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Like, I've had to buy all my board games. How about that? No one's buying me board games.
These fucking millenniums.
Millenniums. Hey. So, I think that Vicky... I know people hate Vicky these days, but I think very few of us would have to disagree with what she was saying.
What happened to just taking a casserole?
Why can't you take a casserole? Why can't you take a bottle of wine?
Like, really? The only reason that Brooks even had cancer was so I could get a casserole. I still never got one. I should have had him have a damn party. I would have at least gotten a candle or something.
So Kelly's like, well, I have to update you because I saw the girls and Shannon says you lie about her. Like, way to keep it together, Kelly. It hasn't even been an entire scene since you had that meeting. So Vicky goes, what? Lying? I have pictures and paperwork and a trapper keeper. She says, well, she's blaming you. She says it's your fault she's heavy. And she goes, huh? What? Yeah. What?
She's like, yeah. I didn't even bring any casseroles. Like, maybe if she'd let me bring her a casserole. My Vicky voice is so weird today.
This is the best, because first we got the hello, 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 hello. And now we get,
what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You know, Ronnie.
Sip and see.
Well, you know, before we talk about the sip and see, I have to say, for those of you who have started to complain that OC is boring, which to me it's not at all, but for those who feel like they're being bored to death, if the show makes you sleepy, you know what you can always do? You can go take a rest on a Casper mattress. That's what I say.
Oh, my gosh. Go to bed. Take a nap.
Go to bed. Like, seriously, go to bed. Go to bed.
Yeah. Just take a nap.
Here lies Shannon Bedore, sleeping on a Casper mattress, feeling very comfortable and very supported, unlike David, who does not support me at all.
Casper is a sleep brand that created one perfect mattress sold directly to customers, eliminating commission-driven, tabard-fused, inflated prices.
Casper makes a premium mattress and sells it online for a fraction of what it would cost in a store. Maybe you want to look into that, David, next time you want to bed your mistress.
Casper offers free delivery and free returns with the 100-night risk-free trial batch. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Batch!
Real customers have said that this mattress is like sleeping on a brioche and like being cradled by the tinkling of baby laughter in the moonlight.
And, Casper is easy. You just order online. It's delivered to your door in a compact box. Free shipping and free returns. Jim, you love your Casper, right?
Yeah, shut up.
I just would like to give a follow-up that I tried to sleep on a brioche, and much like David, it certainly did not support me. But unlike David, I did eat it afterwards.
Oh, and I suppose that's my fault. Here's me watching you eat your brioche bed.
It is available in the U.S., Canada, and now in the U.K., so David can go to Britain and cheat on me and still be comfortable in bed.
Considering we spend one-third of our lives on a mattress, like 90% if you're Tamara.
Shut up, batch!
It's important to truly sleep on a mattress before committing. That's why Casper gives you 100 nights to try it out.
You are... That was my Kevin impersonation. You get 100 nights to try it out.
Get $50 towards any mattress purchase by visiting www.casper.com/crappins and using... Crappins at checkout, okay? Terms and conditions apply. If you don't agree, I'm really sorry.
Whoa! That's Casper.com/crappins with the promo code crappins. Whoa!
That is Casper.com/crappins using promo code crappins.
David, do you have a promo code for me, David? David, here lies Shannon Bedore, killed by the great deals at Casper.com.
Hello from the other side of this Casper mattress, David. You're actually laying on me, which doesn't feel great.
But I'm so happy in my mattress. Ha! Ha!
So one way you can get David assuredly on top.
It's like Beyonce said, I got my love on top of a Casper mattress.
Do 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 do.
David. So now the sip and see.
Sip and see, Paul.
So the lady is saying hi to each other.
Hi! Hi! Hi!
I love when ladies who hate each other say hi at parties. Yeah. It's hilarious.
Peggy
and Archie, what are you doing here? Archie ran all the way over here.
Peggy and Lydia show up and they meet Megan's dog, whose name is Girly Girl. They're like, oh, they're like that. Like, that is a funny name, Girly Girl. And then Vicky walks in and she goes, hey, Girly Girls. Like, yeah, so you basically called them all dogs.
Yeah, and Peggy just looks around like, what this?
I don't understand your dog that is not black on one half and white on the other half.
And this is where my note says that baby is basically Popeye, a very cute Popeye.
So Kelly, Lydia, and Peggy are talking. And Kelly's like, well, I met with Shannon and Tamara, and they asked me why I was at the Quiet Woman. I was like, whatever. I wasn't the one who freaked out in the first place. And Lydia says, well, it's my fault for inviting you guys. I just didn't know it was going to be this crazy. I just figured she's mad. She's mad. No hug.
And then while she's talking, Tamara and Shannon arrive, and there's like these awkward awkward waves from afar.
They just keep look because there's a window that looks on the patio as they pass the glass hallway. Yes. And they just keep passing back and forth over and over, looking like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
And Shannon's already fully deprecating herself. She's like, I look like a tent.
I'm like a Barnum and Bailey moving tent. Little tiny feet.
Just the circus has arrived, and it's me. Here I am.
And Peggy goes, should I bring them here?
Vicky's like, oh, no. Just let everybody settle where they need to settle. Naturally!
God, Vicky. And then Tamara passes again. And then she's like, yeah. When I saw Becca, I was like, what's up, bitch? Liebach?
That's taken right out of the Bible, by the way. One of her most religious moments. What's up, batch? Liebach, batch.
This is from the Book of Revelations, batch.
Revelations?
So, whatever, yep. Fire and brimstonks, you're going to die.
So Vicky, Tamara, and Shannon... Well, Vicky is not talking to Tamara and Shannon, and vice versa. And Vicky, again, is saying how she wants an apology. I'm not... I have been like a low-key Vicky defender, you know, just because I like to see all sides of a situation.
Low-key? You defended Vicky through Brooke's cancer game. You're a very good Vicky defender.
Because I like
say
to
that. I say that with credit being given and not attitude being taken, sir.
And to me, it's not mutually exclusive. I'm like a very pro Shannon Madore. I mean, I love Shannon. She's one of my favorite housewives of all time. But I feel like sometimes Vicky does not use her words correctly, and also does not use her non-con artist-y actions correctly. So. The thing is this, but here's one thing I don't quite understand. Vicky wants an apology, and I don't totally understand. I don't remember why she feels like I don't get that. Why does she want an apology?
Because I'm the only one who apologizes ever, and I've already apologized like a billion times. Nobody else will apologize to me, so that's it. I've done apologize. They can apologize to me now because I also deserve an apology, and they never gave me one.
Well, to be fair, there was that moment in Ireland where Tamara got right in her face, alien style, and was like, fuck you! So that might deserve some sort of an apology.
Well, I think from Vicky's point of view, there will be an apology because they went on blogs and they went on the internet and they got all these, you know, all this information on Brooks, and then they spread it around on the show and it wasn't even true. And then they came after me and it was a bunch of bullshit. You know, they're mad at her for calling her out on her fake cancer bullshit.
Yeah.
I think. So Tamara is just getting, she's just pounding Chardonnay.
Yeah.
And Shannon's like, you're sure downing that Chardonnay, girlfriend? She's like, it's not bad.
In reality, Shannon's also wandering the house, muttering things like, why am I so hungry?
She's like, everyone stress eats. Everyone eats like, no, she's stress eating. And she's like, everyone eats like flipping birds. I want to eat something more substantial, which is why it takes me more time. To lose weight.
Now, where are the Totino pizza rolls?
And Vicky's outside going, well, I've been scared. You know, I've been scared. You want to look under my boobs? You want to look under a Peggy? And Peggy's like, clearly,
that is hurt. I've lost a mother, a father, a Lamborghini lease. It's called maturity.
So Megan's like, guys, why don't you get into the sip and see cutout? And they're like, fine. And they all stick their head into it.
Megan nursing Shannon was pretty good. Yeah. Shannon brings her hair out of the cutout. She's like, hi, Mom, Megan, it's me.
Megan? Megan?
Megan? If I put my head in this cutout, does this mean I only have baby fat?
Like, Shannon, stop being so hard on yourself.
I can't help it.
She really is. She's just abusing herself through this whole party. It's ridiculous. You look fine.
You look beautiful, Shannon.
You look better, Shannon.
Relax yourself. Relax.
Just relax.
Enjoy the food, you know?
Yeah, babe. Enjoy those grapes on a stick. Thanks, Megan.
Yeah. So then the most fun part of any sip and see or baby shower or wedding shower or really anything. Let's all sit around and watch me open up presents.
Oh, God. And they're playing the horror music.
Ding, 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 ding.
She's like, and Tamara's like, yeah. Tamara's half wasted on a bench giving, you know, when Tamara can only get those eyes that she gets when she's wasted. And she's like, ugh! It's like the angry possum on top of the trash can eyes. And she is just glaring.
And could there be a more miserable place on earth at that moment, you know, watching Megan open up a present and being like, it's a Noah's Ark piggy bank.
Look, it's an ark. And Vicky goes, oh, you know, because 2x2. You know, 2x2 is funny, right? And Lydia's like, mad, or Tamara's mad. She's like, whatever that was mean, batch. I'm going to get you for that, batch, whatever arc joke that was.
I don't know who Noah is, but he seems hot, okay, batch? So don't make fun of him.
I understand now what they mean when they say tension you can't cut with a knife.
Hmm. It's curious that there's a Noah Ark piggy bank. I'm surprised no one made a Jonah and the Whale joke, considering that I'm the whale.
It's like, relax, Shannon.
Is there another elephant to board this ark with me, or will I just have to drive alone?
Listen, everyone, I understand the elephant in the room, and I know it's me.
I wish I could be the captain of the ship, but I don't know how to say Noah. Please bring me some more grapes on a stick.
I would give an olive branch to Vicky, but unfortunately I ate all the olives off of it. So just a branch.
I love how all these people get so offended at everything. Shannon goes, she opens Shannon's present or something, and then Peggy's she moves on to Peggy's present. And she's like, Peggy, did you wrap this? And Peggy's like, yes, I did.
You could tell because it was like this big bundle of cellophane.
It's like dirty licks. It's like, how dare she?
And Tamara goes, there's a Lamborghini in there, batch.
And then Peggy gives her a dirty look. I think Peggy's just giving dirty looks because she doesn't know what's happening.
Well, I think Peggy also is very literal, and she's like, why would she say there's a Lamborghini in there? Doesn't she see it's too small? Why would there? That's crazy. I'm surprised
you know
she didn't give her coal.
You know how many blowjobs I've given for my Lamborghini? I got the coal.
I got the coal. Because coal for naughty lists.
So Tamara, let's see. Tamara's giving evil drunk eyes. Shannon and Tamara look at others with evil faces. And Megan's like, okay, well, I just wanted to say thank you, everybody, for coming and, you know, putting all your terrible personalities to the side to celebrate baby Popeye Aspen. And Shannon's like, well, ha, look at that. I can be in the same room as Vicky and my head won't explode. My bladder might, because I've had a lot of grapes on sticks. But I don't know that I can blame her for that. You can't blame her for the Banshee and the Purge.
And then Lydia's like, well, I have an announcement. Whoa, you're all invited to sushi. Rogu.
Peggy goes, oh, that's a good one.
What?
I didn't even hear her say
like,
that.
Well, I'm done. Okay, bye. And Tamara has just gotten up, like she's arched her back on the dumpster, and she's ready to pounce on Vicky. And Vicky's like, okay, I already feel like a tree that's been toilet papered, so I'm going to get out of here. Bye now. Bye, tuck, whatever. Which is Vicky's later skater.
So then Tamara then now has one of those monologues where she talks about how selfless she's been. You know, I've had so much fun with Vicky Batch for 10 years, Batch. I've put so much into this friendship. I've given so much to her. I've heard her spread rumors about me, Batch. It's just wrong. I'm like, Tamara, you are the queen of spreading rumors. This is what you do. You need to relax.
What was hers? Eddie's gay? Everybody said Eddie's gay on the internet forever. Who cares?
Don't you remember when you said you had sex with Eddie for like 6 hours listening to Lady Gaga? I mean, come on. You're perpetuating it yourself.
Yes, you actually started those rumors without yourself knowing it. It's like someone said that Eddie listened to Lady Gaga when he fucked me in a bathtub. I'm like, that was on TV.
I think, I don't know. I feel like if I were her, I'd be like, he's not gay. He, you know, he looks like a gay man, and that's a compliment. That's like a, yeah, you wish your man looked as fine as Eddie, but they're not.
Yeah,
and this is mine. You know,
man, who cares if your husband is gay? You're married to him. So if he's getting blowies under the you know, stall in the bathroom. Who cares? Like, she faked cancer. You're always on higher moral ground, okay? Yeah. So I look at it. So anyway, she's, like, determined to be mad. So in the car, Vicky's like, well, that went okay. You know, they didn't speak to me, but I get it. And then Kelly's like, yeah, but what did you think about Tamara and whatever? And Vicky's like, which it just says inaudible audio. Yeah. And then Kelly goes, oh, I know the moo moo.
It's like,
wow, you guys are subtle.
Yeah, like, well, Vicky's probably like, Kelly, could you, like, when I whisper like that, you're not supposed to say, yeah, I know. I think she's fat too.
Subtle.
But then they cut to, and then they cut to Shannon. That's when she goes, all I want to do is eat.
Since it's almost dinner, can I have some vodka? And Tamara's like, you might be using that batch, like, blah, blah. I'm like, okay. And Tamara goes, I feel like she's using food and alcohol as a crutch when she's around.
Hello, lady who just chugged a bottle to, like, have a fight with Vicky. What are you talking about? And then she goes, vodka. And Shannon goes, well, I tried wine already.
Okay. Yeah, so they're talking about Vicky and how Vicky wants an apology, and they can't believe it. And Tamara's like, she's trash, bitch. And Vicky, meanwhile, she's telling us, I don't remember if she told us or she's telling Kelly, that, you know, she's, like, really mad at the situation, and she goes, I want to punish them for not being my friend. I was like, wow. That's some grade-A maturity right there. But then, to be fair, Tamara's like, that's why she looks so haggard. She can't sleep at night. Because someone said, how does Vicky sleep at night? She says, she doesn't. That's why she looks haggard, batch. Yeah, so they're so all
now
trash.
Now she's drunk and she has nowhere to aim her vitriol. So she's just letting it spill all over. She's like, shit is trash. She's like the bottom of my shoe, batch. Like, shit on the bottom of my shoe, batch. I'm like, okay. Keep it classy over there. And Megan's like, guys, I was nervous. And Shannon's like, about today. Oh, God, I'm sorry we made you nervous. We wouldn't do that around the baby. And she's like, no, not you. I was nervous for myself because I have the past with Vicky, too. Justice Headband, hello? No? Like, I want to talk to her. And Tamara's knowledge. Like,
supposedly we hurt her. Yeah, that's great. So I wish you asked her how we hurt her.
And Shannon goes, because we said she was in a cancer scam.
Well, Missy, you were in a cancer scam.
These two are just, they were ready to yell at someone and have no one now. And now they're just like walking around huffing and puffing.
Yeah. Well, these girls better get together. They've been playing this game long enough to know that you have to start fighting to each other's faces. Because otherwise, it's not going to be good for the audience.
I love this. Megan's like, would you mind if I fight with her? You know, for myself.
And they're like, well, whatever, but she's delusional.
And Tamara says,
yeah, she's going to be a victim. I just want my friend back.
And then Shannon goes, I just want my friend back. They start saying, I just want my friend back.
To be fair, that's exactly what Vicky does. I just want my friends back.
And then she goes, be nice. Don't be mean. Don't be mean. Okay, don't be mean.
Have some sympathy for me. I had to smell Kelly's vag.
So good. And Vicky's like, hey. Vicky's like, well, at the end, they all know that I'm a good friend. They know. Bullies. Oh, Vicky.
And that was the end of that. So another fun episode of Orange County is in the can. And another fun episode of Watch What Crappens is in the can, too. Tomorrow is Wednesday, and we are back with the season premiere of Real Housewives of Dallas, Mimickers! The Below Deck reunion, we are just going to put that on Thursday with the New York reunion. It'll be like a day every reunions. So, I'm so excited to talk about Dallas. It's back! And until then, y'all stay safe out there.
Love ya.
Love you. Bye.
See you later, guys.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. We really appreciate the love and support you guys show us. If you have a minute, go to iTunes and leave a review. And if you don't want to do that, maybe next time you're talking to your friends about Bravo, you mention the podcast. Spreading the word really helps us grow, and it means the world to us. Also, check us out on Instagram and at Twitter. On Instagram, we're at Watch What Crappens. On Twitter, we're at What Crappens. You can also check out me and Ronnie on both platforms. Ronnie is at Ronnie Karam on both Instagram and Twitter, and I'm at B-Side Blog on Instagram and Twitter. Really, thank you guys so much. We really mean it. We appreciate the support. And even if you do none of those things, we're just happy you're listening. Thanks.